Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me from Utah Foster Care, I have got Kobe in the studios. How are you this morning?
I'm great, Mallory. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm excited to get you into the studios. Now, I'm able to get you a couple of times a year, and this is a really important time because it's a big month.
November is National Adoption Month, and so throughout the country, people are kind of recognizing the importance of adoption, and so we kind of focus on that as well for this month.
So in our community alone, I know that in the past years, I've been able to get you into the studios and chat with you about some of the children that are involved in foster care in our community. If there are not enough foster parents, these children that are already going through a very traumatic time then have to be moved to other areas and be placed with foster families. So it's really important.
Yeah, it's important that we are able to keep them local for a couple of reasons. One, they lose all connections to everything if they have to be moved out of the area, you know, school and friends and everything else. And also, it's harder for them to visit with their family and their extended family. And the goal of foster care is to get children to be able to return back home if the parents are able to remedy whatever situations warranted the child needing to be in a safe place for a while. But there are several kids that just isn't able to happen for. Those parents aren't able to make the changes that they need to. Unfortunately, this drug situation is a very difficult thing in our community, and everyone's aware of that. And so that affects the little kids too, in that sometimes if those parents, we see people who aren't able to overcome that issue. And so those kids end up being displaced because of that. And so sometimes they end up being adopted by the foster homes because the parents aren't able to make those changes.
And you know, it's crazy because over the years, it kind of blows my mind the amount of people in our community that say, well, I didn't realize that adoption was an option through Utah Foster Care. It just kind of seemed like it's Utah Foster Care Foundation. I'm able to foster these children until their parents do we have the capabilities to bring the children back home. But like you mentioned, in a lot of cases, this does not happen. And these kids are able and eligible for adoption. These are great avenues for people to kind of step up and help out in ways that they can.
Right. And a lot of people are very nervous because I have people tell me, how can you love a child and then send them home? And it's not an easy thing to do, but it's a very worthwhile thing to do, because if they are able to go back, then they go back to a healthier home where they're able to get their needs met. And it's always best if kids can be with their original families. But if they're not able to go home, then they can have the stable, secure situation of being adopted. And so if people are considering adoption, it's definitely one avenue that they can do it. And honestly, it's a much more cost-effective avenue. But I think people aren't, they're scared to put their heart out there and then have the child maybe not go home. But if they can look at it in the good that they've done for that child during the time that they're with them, I think that can really help soften that blow, knowing that you made an impact in a child's life and the child's better because of the time that they spent with you, even if they don't stay with you forever. So we're kind of wanting people to maybe look at what's best for the child, not just what's best for them, but know that, you know, if they're wanting to grow their family, this is definitely an option. But some of the children are going to go home, and they kind of have to be open their hearts and minds to that idea a little bit. But a lot of people have been able to adopt through foster care, and a lot in our own community, including right. myself.
Right, so. Exactly. And, you know, I think that that's something that you need to really think about and consider. If you have ever had the tiniest thought of becoming a foster parent, maybe looking into adoption, you guys are always available to answer any questions, to do as much as you possibly can to kind of ease some of those questions that people have.
Right. And so we have an event coming up where they can do exactly that. They can come and talk to other foster parents who have been through it and have adopted through foster care, and kind of talk to them about what were the things that went well, what were the challenges, you know, how do I navigate some of those difficult things? Because everything, the most worthwhile things that we do usually aren't the easiest things we do.
Right. They're hard.
Yeah.
They're hard things. And, you know, it's going to take a little bit of yourself in order to go ahead and make this a successful transition for the child as well for yourself.
Right. Yeah. So next week, actually on Monday, November 12th, we have an Ask a Foster Parent adoption forum where they can come and talk to other foster parents and adoptive parents and see how that works. And that'll be from 6 to 8 o'clock at the Utah Foster Care offices, which is just downstairs from Job Service on Price River Drive.
All right, so make sure to attend. It is going to be November 12th, 6 to 8 p.m. over at the Utah Foster Care offices. And like Kobe mentioned, that is just below the Department of Workforce Services over in this city office, or the state offices?
Yeah,
state offices. Well, Kobe, is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
No, just come out, get your questions answered. But always, if you can't come to the event, they can always hop online or they can always contact me. They just need to go to utahfostercare.org. And there's information on our website. And then there's also places all throughout the website that they can say, hey, I want more information. Can someone contact me? And they just put in their information and then it shoots an email to the local person. So if they're in Carbon and Emery County, it shoots it to me. If they're down in Moab, it shoots it to the person in their area or wherever someone is across the whole state, it shoots it to the closest person that works for Utah Foster Care. So, you know, they can look online, get some questions answered, and then ask for someone to contact them to answer more questions. And just because they ask for someone to contact them doesn't mean that someone's going to, like, hound them or force them into it. You know, they can just simply say, I'm just curious about this or that, and then kind of go from there based on that information.
That's fantastic. Well, if you do have any questions whatsoever and you want to ask actual foster parents, people that have been through this process, make sure to attend the event. It's taking place on the 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. over in the Utah Foster Care offices. Again, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Utah Foster Care Foundation, and I've got Kobe in the studios. You can find additional information on this Castle Country Focus and additional information on our website at castlecountryradio.com.